On Monday evening, the first day of demonstrations against the start of construction on the 30-meter telescope appeared to have ended with no arrests. Several hundred people had assembled at Saddle Road and the Mauna Kea Access Road by sunrise. Eight people had chained themselves to a cattle grate on the access road. They sought to keep construction equipment from moving to the building site on the summit. Demonstrators and law enforcement had expected a special team from the state sheriff's office to cut the chains and free the protesters before arresting them. But in a surprise turn, the chained demonstrators were released with no charges. Kahukahi Kanuha, one of the demonstration organizers, delivered the news.
Every step of the way that we can delay this process and that we can kind of screw up their plan and their operation is a win for us. And so they've been there for 11 hours on that cattle guard. The first 5 hours it was freezing like ice, and they endured, and they showed again, this is not a game to us. This is not a game. This is not about Facebook likes and how many shares we can get and what kind of sound bites we can get on the news. This is about aloha aina, oia i'o, and our kia'i and our koa demonstrated that today. And I know that we're going to continue to demonstrate that day after day after day as we resist and we oppose and we stop the further desecration of Mauna Kea.
State officers did not attempt to move any heavy construction equipment up the access road yesterday. Both protesters and police have said they want the demonstrations to remain peaceful. From Hilo, I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.